Totally acoustic, I'll hope for an amplified music. Not looked in my tongue, well, now that's what it's totally about, and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
So, well, let's get on with the prop people in that case. So I'd like to introduce our first act tonight. She is somebody who's plays Tony Cusi many times. And I was excited to find yesterday that not only is you playing at the Lesbian Ladies Festival soon. Yes.
Elfest,
that's right. It's the festival. It's the Lesbian Ladies Festival. And I was very excited to see on the page describing Jenny on the Lesbian Ladies Festival as a quote by me. That's the best. I've told her Grace Peachy. They respect my opinions. That's fantastic. So with that in mind, please welcome the stage, Miss Jenny Lockyer.
Hello, Jenny.
Just Jenny, not Jenny, hello, just Jenny. I was named after my grandmother. To be fair, she was born first. I've also got a best friend who's a chicken, and it's quite hard going out with her in the evening because there'd be a perfectly good pub this side of the road.
Coming home on the bus from work, I'm jogging and a sliding because the driver's such a berk, and I get off at the stop, not in the mood, and I see you at the corner by the record shop, and I know, oh no, it's okay, doesn't really matter anyway. I know, it's okay, doesn't really matter anyway. Anyway, thoughts interrupted as a girl goes over. I wanna put away my little green iPhone. So what's it all about? Cause I broke up with you and my mind is going crazy and I don't know what to do. I know it's okay, doesn't really matter anyway. I know it's okay, why does it matter anyway? Anyway, she curls her hair and nestles like a lover, makes a comment on the photo of your LP. And I can't believe it, what's she saying now? It's Bowie, not Bowie, she better get it right somehow. So that was a really bad David Bowie impression. She better get it right somehow. Oh, I can't do it. Can we just try it together? She better get it right somehow. Thoughts in my head, I have an all-consuming jealousy over things you never said, and how I couldn't was in front of me, and I know my chance is gone, but I just can't seem to move on. Anyway, I was always crying, looking out for my dad, and never had time for you, cause I was so bloody mad. And she loves me, not she loves me, that's no way for you to feel, is it? I told you how I felt, and I just couldn't deal with it, and I know it's okay, it doesn't really matter anyway.
Okay, doesn't really matter anyway. Oi, 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 Edward!
which is a song about the after effects of true love, and it's called You Make Me Steal Things. Got a really cold bum. Why have I got a cold bum?
I think you've got the heater blowing on you.
It's the heater.
No, I think the heater is blowing on you, so you shouldn't have a cold bum.
Telling me how my bum is. I'm the judge of my bum, but thank you. Are you cold, bum? That's what I am, see, it's cold. It's alright. I'll go over here. I look in my pocket. Oh, what do we see? Various objects that don't belong to me. They mean nothing to anyone. Well, maybe those who were stolen from, but I'm not responsible. Your love has a hold on me, and you make me steal things. You make me steal things, baby. You make me steal things, baby. Understand it, why should it be that nothing is sweeter than giving you gifts acquired fraudulently? I'll look to credit card, baby, it isn't hard, and I'm not responsible. Your love has a hold on me, and you make me steal things. You make me steal things, baby. You make me steal things, baby. It doesn't sit well, it's a kind of hell. All of this thievery haunts my reverie. What'll I do? I'm torn in two. All of the while I know, while we think it's him, things will go missing. I look in the psyche, and what do I find? My crimes are a window, a window into my mind. You buy me stockings, and most girls would say thanks, but I pull them over my head and go rob a couple of banks. Oh, you make me steal things, la 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 la. You make me steal things, la 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 la. A packet of crisps and 50 hair grips, a pint of milk and an aubergine, a ticket to Penge, a bit of Stonehenge, a rabbit, a hat and a trampoline, a prosthetic leg, a Fabergé egg, candy from a baby, a recycling bin with lots of things in and someone's identity. You make me steal things, la 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 la. You make me steal things, la 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 la. You can join in if you like. Do on the Tennessee over you. A packet of crisps, 50 hair clips, a pint of milk and an aubergine, a ticket to Penge, a bit of Stonehenge, a prosthetic leg, a Fabergé egg, candy from a baby, a recycling bin, a lot of things in and so on.
Slice of cheese.
croissant. I met her over a slice of cheese, but we have to move now because she's allergic to Febreze. And they've got quite a Febreze happy in this house. You know, and it can't be good for you all that sneezing when you're expecting like she is. Again. She's inside packing up the kitchen. Outside waiting for the removal van. Two mates with a margarine box. We're gonna fill it with cardboard and chewed up socks, yeah. Mouse life. Mouse life. Now we were reminiscing, Josie and I. That's my wife, Josie. Mouse life, all the lovely moments we share together in this house. You know how it is. Like the time we chewed up the curtains in the back room and stayed watching bad telly till 4 a.m. Mouse life. And the time burning one of our kids got stuck in the fridge but kept warm by peeing on himself. Mouse life. And the time Josie and I got it together in the bathroom lampshade, the danger of falling in the toilet behind a certain frisson to our love making. Mouse life, oh the mousies. So many mousies. We'll all go pouring, pour through the walls and through the floor of this mouse life. Know what I mean? Mouse life. Mouse life. Now we couldn't go without saying goodbye properly to our current landlords. Mouse life. So this morning I crept upstairs and left some parting gifts in his bedroom drawer. Mouse life. I'm sure he'll appreciate this gesture of kindness soon as he's been so kind to us. Mouse life. And as we leave our home at the past 12 months, I can't help thinking the pleasure was all ours. You know, it used to be lovely coming out of our hole in the morning, having ourselves some cornflakes. Mouse life. But you can't go anywhere now for fear of getting caught in one of their dirty little traps. Mouse life. And it wouldn't be nice, you know, not play by the rules. Mouse life. So I'm sticking to the country and taking my family, yeah. We're up in sticks and all the mousies. So many mousies. We'll all go pouring, pour from the walls and from the floor of this mouse life. And we'll travel by night, keep out of sight, you know, go down the railway tracks. Mouse life. And like some kind of age movie, we'll bond with strangers on the journey whenever new it makes. Mouse life. And my wife will give birth in the corner of a mock Tudor pub. And I'll sit back and watch the kids grow up in the fields and valleys of England.
We've got a gentleman now. I discovered him.
Where that got me.
It's true.
It's true. I discovered him behind a pub in Edinburgh. So many people have been discovered, and I've enjoyed his works and his arts ever since. He's a marvellous gentleman. Please welcome Mr. Matthew Tiller.
Come on!
Are you ready to rock like the truly bad motherfuckers I know you are?
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa.
that's just one. I'm going to start with a protest song. Yeah, cool. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Save the bees, 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 fuck the wasps. I'd like to create an atmosphere in which no one's really sure whether they should applaud or even if it's the end of the song. This is a new guitar, it's quite wristy. This is another political song. I mean, we're probably all, but I mean, I think that sort of how you are personally is a bit more important than, you know, get too old to worry about that stuff, but you know, anyway, it'll all make sense. I love my family and they love me, but there's one thing that gets in between, because I should want to kill them all, because they are Tories. Yeah, they are Tories. I should hate my family, but they are Tories. I should hate my family. They disinherit me, so. My sister votes Tory, but she does a lot for charity, so no, that's nice. My brother votes Tory, but he works in the city. What do you expect? My girlfriend doesn't vote Tory. She says, oh, fuck me. Your family are all Tories. But I like them, they're nice to me, a bit weird. Well, at least they raised me to be tolerant and nice. They may be Tories, but raise your fist. At least they're not BNP, people racist. At least they're not racist. At least they're not racist. My family and they love me, but one thing, if you come over for tea, if you want to avoid an awkward fix, don't talk politics. Yeah. Okay, does anyone speak French?
Mm.
What was that?
Mm.
What? Ram, a boff. Is that a boff? How's your singing? Good, isn't it? Because you're playing there. Would you like to join me for this song?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on then! Come on, give him a round of applause!
That was unexpected.
Well,
I got myself in trouble then.
You did get yourself in trouble. And what's your name? I should know that.
Simon.
Hello, Simon. Matt, nice to meet you. Yeah, well, we'll chat, didn't you? Well, if you can speak French, I've written about... I went hitchhiking around Europe when I was 18. I know, so brave. And this is a little song about an incident that occurred. And I'm going to sing it in French, and you're going to do the translation. You're going to do the translation. So what we'll do is we'll do it line by line. So I'll start with the name of the song, you repeat the name of the song, and then line by line, and away we go, and the tale will be revealed. You can interpret it how you like. I mean, not the words. Do say the words exactly how I carefully crafted this bit. You get some people trying to do it. My dad came on stage once. That sounded good. and I thought it'd be great. He tried to be funny and it was a disaster, but I couldn't turn him off because he used to be a commando and he'd shoot the shit at me. He was. Scare the living Jesus at me. Okay. Le nom de cette chanson est Henri le chauffeur de camion amoureuse.
The name of this song
is Henri, the amorous lorry driver.
Someone does speak French. Straight away, didn't you? You kept your light under a bushel de français.
A bushel.
Vilette, sir. Correcting my pronunciation. Vilette, sir, la route à Bretagne, j'ai vu un vision.
It was on the road to Brittany that I saw a vision.
This is a good warm up for the headline set, isn't it? I'm not what you expected. D'un homme au de visage que n'a pas élevé de la soupçon.
Of a man with facial hair that didn't raise suspicion.
Étiez-vous impressionné par la taille de mon pouce?
Were you impressed by the size of my thumb?
Yep. Thumb-based knob gag there. Que j'ai tendu par la route où j'étais si jeune.
That I stuck out by the road, oh, I was so young.
Avec votre barbe et physique, career, je n'ai qu'une raison d'avoir peur.
With your beard and manly looks, I had no reason to be afraid.
Touches of Officer Crabtree there. Mais parfois peur être trompeur.
But sometimes looks can be deceptive.
Lovely. Alors vous pensiez que ça va de s'arrêter.
So you thought it was okay to stop?
Very good. Descendre pour un pipi au bord de rue que je ne pensais pas.
Jump out for a wee by the roadside, I didn't think.
Que vous me feriez signe pour regarder.
That you would beckon me out to look.
À la chose de votre main, qu'est-ce que vous avez pensé que je ferais?
At the thing in your hand, what did you think I would do?
Oh, Henri, s'il vous plaît, laisse-moi partir.
Oh, Henri, Henri. Oh, Henri, Henri, please let me go.
Je ne veux pas toucher votre pénis. Aujourd'hui.
I don't want to touch your penis today.
It's the most beautiful rendition of an awful tale I've ever Oh, Henri, vous me semblez comme un homme raisonnable, même si un peu préoccupé.
Oh, Henri, you seem like a reasonable, if somewhat troubled man.
Alors, j'ai dit, on y va, et nous avons continué.
So I just said, shall we go? And we carried on.
Mais parfois je pense dans le reste de chef de voyage, pensant que dans mon froc, I'm messing with qu'il va me tuer. Yep.
Although I did spend the rest of the journey shitting myself, thinking he was going to kill me.
That tested by metal. So I'll end that song and a couple of the songs are on an EP that I've still got a few CDs left of. And this I'm releasing into the wonderful internet at the end of the month. And I don't know, it's... It's a song, there's no point explaining it. It's another, yeah, I don't know where it came from. It came from my head. Well, I think I may have gone too far now. I've got George Osborne in the boot of my car. I've got George in the boot of my car, yeah. I've got George in the boot of my car. Gonna have to see this through till the end. Snuck him into my house in the dead of night. My girlfriend said, gave me a fright. I think I know this fella. I said, "Push, just help me get him into the cellar." She did, she held open the trap door while I bundled her in. I thought,
that's sweet, that's commitment, that's love.
Although she is from Salford. She said, I'm sure that I recognise him, although all I can see is his eyes.
That's because I cavitated the entire mound area up.
And he said,
pretty impressive muffled screams in tune, George. So I peeled back the gaffer tape because I'm not a maniac.
And he let out a scream of dread and fear, and I just said, George, calm down, dear.
And he laughed because it is a funny joke.
And he said, will you untie my tethers? I said, no, George, resist together.
And he said, well, technically we're not, because you've kidnapped me and now you're holding me hostage and leaving me in your cellar. I said, you just proved my point for me, George.
Yeah. We're in this together, me and George, down in my cellar. He said, it's not that nice down here, Matt. Please excuse me. I said, George, what do you expect? An underground jacuzzi.
That would be nice if you both are.
I said, you've got disdain for people you see. Try to cut tax credits and raise VAT. He said, your politics are too simplistic. So I drew a cock and balls on his face with a lipstick. We're in this together, me and George, down in my cellar. Like Katie Hopkins and her vile ideas, like Donald Trump and his repugnant hair, like a pig and a prime minister. We're in this together. We're in this together.
For our final act. Now, the lovely thing about doing Totally Acoustic for me is that it basically means I don't have to bother to go to any gigs, because if there's a band I want to see, I ask them to come and play this. Fucking brilliant. So it's wonderful to have this here, so please welcome Dean Delicate.
Tumbleweed travels the wild to West Texas. It's free as the wind, and it's always alone. And it rolls through the cities like no one had built them. Nothing that is built is a tumbleweed's bow.
I hear there are folks who sing national anthems that...
Should have tried that before. We've got a baby now. I've had like four colds in the last month. There we are. Good. Where were we? I don't want to start again. They were
National anthems.
Folks who sing national anthems, pledge them forever to kings and to queens. Here there ain't no king, we only got country, desert and us and the ocean blue. Remember the Alamo, defend the Alamo. Remember the grave we got before an idea. Remember the Alamo, defend the Alamo. Remember the things that happened. There's Crockett and Bowie and 100 odd others who wouldn't make parley surrender or flee. They fired their cannon at General Santa Anna, looking at the mission for their liberty. And then in the North it had their revolution. In crazy words written and over all the sea. In Texas they died in the dust to make right out. In death for the people to fight tyranny. Remember the Alamo, defend the Alamo. Remember the grave we died for an idea. Remember the Alamo, defend the Alamo. Remember the things that happened right here.
There's a line in the sand, there's a line in the sand, there's a line in the sand. 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 There's a line in the sand.
We are the people who do the concept albums. It's quite slightly weird when we do gigs. Because you've come on and you go, oh, or whoever's on first has explained their concept album, and then whoever's next has to come on and go, yeah, we've also done a slightly stupid concept album. But this is like concept gigs. We've been playing songs from, I think, three different concept albums. So what this is a concept gig, and that concept is something along the lines of, like, Job from the Bible. Is in space with David Corrish. So that was from the David Corrish section.
And what's the next song to on our little list that you have made there?
And also, it's other songs which aren't from any of those. yeah, we'll do this one's called Dovahkiin. it's satisfying. I like to think this song invented Game Again. Oh, it's before Game Again. Well, yeah, there's a lot of the same basic. Yeah. You're so, I don't know, you where did I say I would play that? There, not there, there. Is that how, is that alright?
Songs about you, your deeds will remain untold. The words that they use leave you limp and confused and resigned to grow silently old. You could handle a weapon, you could lay down your life in a war, but you're fat now and weakened by the code that they speak in. Not welcome in this land no more. But put on your shoes, the fans are calling for the last man to fall toward them from the sun. You've got boring, unlovely depression that blunts you and hobbles your will. It makes you feel sick to see these beautiful pricks build careers being beautifully ill. They flit and they flutter about you, offended and never ashamed. And everything is shit, and this shithole called Britain takes your sickness in place of your name. But put on your shoes, the fans are calling for the last man to fall toward them from the sun. Put on your shoes, leave no letters behind you. Leave the perfume and the dancing and love. You'll break it with your boots if you go. And I know it seems like there's no one.
doors happy locks. So welcome to my special family. It's good. In my small boy, I don't know. Is it some thing in my, I don't know what song is.
Breath.
Really? Okay. How do I make that fit? David Koresh is in Texas doing his David Koresh thing. Meanwhile, trapped in a virtual reality of a 70s concert record. Yeah, do the music and then I'll say do a special. I can't remember what it's about. Breathing and stuff.
It's about how you love each other.
We've got another one for you. That's my sister. And the mother of my child.
Koresh.
My other sister. Am I spoiled?
Two, three.
I might be in the right place. Where's this supposed to be? That's not right. That's not right. Where's that putting my note? Just help me. There we are. So much easier than learning the real problem. She can pitch shift that directly just with a button. You can't. You don't even know. Everyone knows about my failure. She's just like yeah, yeah, and then it's suddenly E flat. And Louisa knows how to play the real thing. It's only got four strings.
Basically, it's just a bass.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Simulate our breath to make us feel at home. The rain, they simulate the rain. They dim the sun and soak us to make us feel at home. And I swear I can remember some summer or other. Some dappling through some leaves. And I swear I can remember a time when I knew how it felt to breathe. Friends, you know they simulate our friends to make us feel at home. And you, the only one who's real. If I could close my eyes, I'd see you, and that's how I would know. And I swear I can remember some dream for better sunsets, some decision that was made. I swear I can remember a time when we knew there would be nothing if we stayed.
I make it like 21:40 according to that. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
What's the plan? Do we just sort of carry on or what?
Depends how much you want to drink.
I don't really drink anymore. I drive home. Just stay on stage. That, we don't have to, though. We can just fuck off. Okay, we're into the we haven't practiced anymore stage of the gig. I think is often the best stage of you. So I'll take a request.
Simply smile.
Swing on Alabama.
That would add an interesting dimension to the storyline, but I don't think I know.
61.
That's a good one. It's a bit downbeat for the ending, isn't
Class.
It?
Class!
Go on, you do class on that with the stupidest sound it's got.
Musical sword.
Fine, okay, we borrowed this from today.
Here we go.
Oh, that's not stupid sound, what's stupider?
It's got what's in the world section.
The same
dulcimer 2.
What's a kalimba?
What's a kalimba?
Find out
what kalimba is.
It's not a marimba, just not as good.
71. This is a kalimba. That's not going to cut it, is it?
What's the loudest?
Do an electric piano organ.
Do laser.
Laser.
Turn it up.
No, this is getting to the point where it isn't funny anymore.
It's just 20 minutes of this.
That is turned up to 15. Yeah. Right. Do I hear the words? Probably. Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
I know the words. Do you sing over this?
Yes. Oh look! What a useful addition. There is a very fine lyric book available at no bookstores, but definitely us. I don't think I'll need this, but just in case. It's got all the lyrics, all the footnotes as well, and little pictures. It's really good. Good? No, this is going to work. A school of Gothic arches, and a college of them too, and a parliament that looks and smells the same. A comfort for the blessed, a horror for the rest, and each and every one of us to blame. The blessed rabble in the yard, the blessed rousers in the press, the blessed shoppers denied access to the shelves. The blessed ministers of state have to pretend to be irate, for elites are happy talking to themselves. The scum with aching feet will march ignored in the next street, because the TV clings to diction and to stars. You might very well object, but your motives are suspect, because you're envious and you're mean because of class.
I like it.
It's the Gothic version.
It's a drum song. It's got a bit of waltz on. Nice waltz. 164 is a waltz, apparently. Go on. That's a bit.
Slow it down. That's more blood in there.
What kind of horse is that? That's not any kind of horse I've heard. Pop and Rock is a horse.
Yeah,
this one. Yeah. 15 is not very loud, is it? Amazing. It
It's a cesspit lost with lime, with slogans thumped into the grime, offering thanks for your willingness to understand. It would be pretty as a picture if you'd studied architecture. You haven't, but you can for 30 grand. For our cities are exciting, it says so in typeset writing. We gotta start from our towers to our trains. We've scrubbed the seats inside, and though you can't afford to ride, you'll have a good view with your noses pressed to the panes. We were born to lead, we write, and we talk the way you can't. We'll take your leaden grunts and pound them into glass. Steal your anger for potash, lie hopelessness into cash, and you'll barely even notice, cause of class.
You're vulgar for wanting money,
and ugly for wanting fame, and lazy for never getting of your ass. It was a fair test that you failed, and we're sorry we prevailed, but it's fair to give rewards to them as past. So you can write your awful pamphlets, you can sing your horrid songs. When we set it up to last. You can rise up as a rebel, you can stay down as a serf, but you can't be one of us because of...
That was totally acoustic. A lovely night that was. You can tell it's lovely because by the end I'm speaking even less clearly than I normally do for some reason. Can't think why. The next one's on the 4th of February at the King and Queen again, when we've got Frankie Machine, Captain Lovelace and Daniel and Norbert Dentresangle. Hope to see you there if you're coming. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for having you played and see you next time.